It's the Renaissance Festival Podcast.
Can you drink with the best?
Can you drink with Jedi?
Can you drink with elves?
Can you drink with Vulcans?
Can you drink with Ferengi?
Can you drink with Doctor Who?
Can you drink with zombies?
Can you drink with Muppets?
Can you drink with Mark Gunn?
What?
That's right, boy. Mark Gunn. If you can't keep up with Mark Gunn, then, well...
Sci-fi drinking songs. Check it out and see if you can drink with the best in the universe.
We are out of here!
A dragon returned to our village today. We asked him to leave, but he won't go away. Now he's talked to our king, and they've worked out a deal. No homes will he burn, and no crops will he steal. But there's just one catch. We dislike it a bunch. On his birthday, he always gets virgins for lunch. Well, we've no other choice, so the deal we'll respect. But we can't help but wonder and pause to reflect. Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Are they salty or sweeter, more juicy or what? Do you savor them slowly, gulp them down on the spot? Do virgins taste better than those who are not?
Well, we'd like to behead him, and many have tried, but no one can get through his thick, scaly hide. So we hope that someday some brave knight will drop by, for we can't wait around till he's too fat to fly. Now the king has sworn to him his birthday treat. When he visits, he'll always have virgins to eat. But I can't help but wonder, do you think he could tell if less virtuous women were served up as well?
Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Are they salty or sweeter, more juicy or what? Do you savor them slowly, gulp them down on the spot? Do virgins taste better than those who are not?
Now he has such good taste in his women for sure. They always are pretty, they always are pure. But his notion of dining, it makes us all flinch, for his favorite entree is barbecued wench. But we found a solution, it works out so neat, if he insists on nothing but virgins to eat. No more will our number ever grow small. We'll simply make sure there's no virgins at all.
Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Are they salty or sweeter, more juicy or what? Do you savor them slowly, gulp them down on the spot? Do virgins taste better than those who are not?
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. My name is Tony Artem.
Hello, I'm Matt Letter.
This is show number 264, an instrumental show. This is where Matt does interpretive dancing, right?
I will be doing interpretive dance throughout the entirety of today's show, yes.
Wow. You'll just have to be in the castle to actually see it.
Or, you know, save yourself and don't do that.
That's true.
You can enjoy it from the... your own imagination.
Indeed, indeed. So that first song we heard was The Dragon and the Virgin by In Our Cups from Foolish Pleasures. So how's the interpreted dancing coming?
It's going, it was fun. It is indescribable in its essence, yes. Uh-huh, not because it's bad. Definitely not.
Yes.
It's not a train wreck of dancing. Let's get into some more music. Up next, we're going to be listening to Karslima Kalamantiano by David Mateka from Poi from Gadje.
now it's time to head down to the dungeon for the Renaissance Festival podcast news with Tony Autumn.
The abandoned theme park that finally gets the storybook ending. This Maryland amusement park was one of East Coast's version of Disneyland and was left for dead until one woman rescued it. You can find out more at SmithsonianMag.com. Mark Gunn's Pirates vs. Dragons is out. Grab your copy at CD Baby. And jousting just might become an Olympic sport. You can watch the video over at Fox Sports for more information. And if you have any news, post it on Facebook or email it to us at renfestpodcast@gmail.com. That will do it for the news for this show, and now back to somewhere else in the castle.
Special thanks to honorary minion Jesse Linder for supporting our show. You can find more about Jesse Linder on Facebook or at cdbaby.com.
Shake Those Bones. That was Drunken Sailor's Hornpipe by the Mad Maggies. This be Searching for a Port, coming to you from the moat of the castle. As always, I be the unhumble Captain Jack Gonzo of Scoundrels Inn here, here to educate ye and give ye the scuttlebutt. As for the scuttlebutt, the Beaufort Pirate Invasion takes place in Beaufort, North Carolina from August 12th. To the 13th. Performing there will be the Motley Tones, who will have their new album, Motley Tones Somewhat Live, available for sale and only for 10 doubloons. That same weekend, in Palmyra, New York, there is the Palmyra Pirate Weekend, featuring the historic Palmyra's Pirates of the Erie Canal. Today's lesson is to command haul your wind, which means to stop or hold on. For example, I'm no youngster. Haul your wind and give me time to catch up. Or, haul your wind, Johnson. Give me back my rum. Make sure you tune in every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Central for the finest pirate music at scoundrelsin.com. Now, from their album, Sea Changes of the Toucan Pirates, here be the Toucan Pirates with Farewell to Whiskey. It's a sad song.
Now for a minute with Fugly.
So where are you off to?
I'm headed to the Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
Well, isn't that weekends in November?
And into December.
Well, aren't you a little early then?
Oh, not at all. I'm going there on pilgrimage.
A holy quest?
Of sorts.
On foot?
Of course. And if I leave today, I'll arrive just in time.
You do know that you can fly or drive there.
Hello, Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
Yes, but you don't actually live in the Renaissance.
But there's a huge variety of entertainment.
Yes, but you don't actually live in...
Plus dozens of educational demonstrations.
Yes, but you don't...
Did I mention over 100 places to shop?
Yes, but you don't
actually live in the Renaissance? I know.
So why the pilgrimage?
Pilgrims eat turkey legs.
That's not in the script.
Very well then, because...
Nope.
All right, quoniam.
That's more like it.
Now I feel like I need a bath.
None of that.
This podcast sponsored by the Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
The forest we are
Song you heard was The Fallen by Giulia Ferlengo from Oracle.
Indeed. Are you enjoying the music so far?
It's very instrumental.
Yes.
I like instrumental music. Sometimes songs without words really put you into a good mood.
I agree. And sometimes they're very poignant.
That's very true.
Very poignant songs like this, this next one, which always makes me think of the closing gates at festival.
Indeed, me too.
Up next is going to be The Parting Glass by Donald Heinley from Glass Stories.
Thank you. Greetings, dear friends, from the dread pirate Shakespeare. You may think the only thing I know about pirates is what I put into Romeo and Ethel, the pirate's daughter. However, I also know that the pirate's favorite city will be Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Or Tampa Bay. Take your pick. But you should go and vote in the International Pirate Awards. Vote for your favorite pirate, the favorite pirate's song, and when you're done, visit me at ShakespeareApproves.com.
Last song was A Man's Man by Dublin Harpers from Dublin Harpers Live.
Next up, Aronia by iMuziki from iMuziki.
That last song was Breton Dance by E.J. Jones from The Willow.
And now we'll be hearing Black Harp by Elizabeth and Ernesto from Elizabeth and Ernesto.
Hello, my lords and ladies.
Greetings!
I'm Liz Rodriguez.
I'm Nicole Keating.
And we're the ladies of the tower. Nicole, why are you coughing? Do you have the plague?
I just have a little tickle in my throat.
That does not sound like a tickle. That sounds like full-blown bubonic plague. And I don't know what we're going to do, but you need to get out of here right now.
I can't. The door is locked and the window is so high. But maybe you could help me pop this very large cyst in my armpit.
The plague has come here. It's already been in London, and I was so afraid it would reach us. It obviously has.
How would it have gotten all the way out here, let alone up here to this tower?
Because people are fleeing this city in great numbers. In fact, reportedly 13,000 people have died in the last 6 weeks in London. So it's no wonder people are taking off and they're bringing the disease with them.
Why is this happening to me? I mean, us.
We are evil, and God is punishing us. It's what I've been saying for years. Let me read from this pamphlet, this eyewitness account, which agrees with me. We are now set in battle. The field is Great Britain. The vanguard is London. The shires, counties, and countries round about are in danger to be pressed and to come up in the rear. The King of Heaven and Earth is the General of the Army, revenging angels, his officers, his indignation, the trumpets summoning and sounding the alarm, our innumerable sins, his enemies, and our nation, the legions, which he threatens to smite with correction.
Ah, that was terrifying.
I do believe that you have the plague, so maybe you should pray on it.
No, it's not the plague, it's just allergies. You see, this cyst in my armpit was but a wee hamster, and I'm allergic to hamsters.
Thank God you're stupider than I even knew. Well, it looks like we've avoided the plague for now. But if our listeners would like to learn more about the Great Plague striking London in 1625, they can tune in to our hilarious history podcast, Rude Tudors, which you can listen to on iTunes, Stitcher, and rudetudors.com. This has been a moment in Renfest history.
Could you, I shall call you Hammy, the hamster.
Some are made to serve the law,
and some are made to wonder,
some to fear the lightning bolt,
and others laugh at thunder.
But I was made to play the fiddle to hear.
I was made to sing to play the fiddle.
But I was made to sing to fiddle to hear.
To hear the angels dream of softer wings.
Softer wings.
Hear doubles, doubles scream. Where does the music come from? Where does it go?
I may know.
I may know.
By and by, by and by.
I draw the bow and I feel my heart fly.
Some are made to till the fields, and field seasons turning, while some in books and letters find a lifetime path of learning. But I was made to play the fiddle to
but
hear.
I was made to sing to
play the
fiddle.
But
I was made to sing to fiddle to hear.
To hear the angels dream of softer wings.
Hear doubles stop and scream. Where does the music come from? Where does it go?
I may know.
By and by, by. I draw the bow and I feel my heart fly.
Some may carve through wood or stone to find a thing of beauty, while some may chase a cause around the world for love or duty. But I was made to play the fiddle to hear.
I was made to sing to play the fiddle to
hear. But I was made to sing to fiddle to hear.
To hear the angels dream of softer wings.
Hear
doubles stop and scream. Where does the music come from? Where does it go?
I may know.
By and by and by.
I draw the bow and I feel my heart fly. All those who watch the moon and stars and build their lives by hand, and those in cities proud and tall, I count them all my friends. But I was made to play the fiddle to hear.
I was made to sing to play the fiddle.
But I was made to sing to fiddle to hear.
To hear the angels dream of softer wings.
Hear
doubles stop and scream. Where does the music come from? Where does it go?
I may know.
By and by, by and by.
I draw the bow and I feel my heart fly.
Welcome to another episode of Joe on the Road. The song you just heard is Fiddler's Green by Darcy Nair from I Feel My Heart Fly. Once again, it's the middle of summer, so there are a ton of fairs running this month. The New York Renaissance Fair is running in Tuxedo Park, New York. The Bristol Renaissance Fair is going on in Kenosha, Wisconsin. One of my favorites, the Pennsylvania Renaissance Fair, is in Mannheim, Pennsylvania. The Sterling Renaissance Festival is being held in Sterling, New York. The Maryland Renaissance Festival is going on in Annapolis, Maryland. The Colorado Renaissance Festival is being held in Larkspur, Colorado. The Big Bear Renaissance Fair is going on in Fonskin, California. The Silver Kingdom Renaissance Fair is being held in Charlton, Massachusetts. Bill Johnston's Pirate Days are going on in Alexandria Bay, New York. The Minnesota Renaissance Festival is being held in Shakopee, Minnesota. The Pittsburgh Renaissance Festival is running in West Newton, Pennsylvania. The Washington Midsummer Renaissance Fair is going on in Bonnie Lakes, Washington. The Great Lakes Medieval Fair and Marketplace is going on in Rock Creek, Ohio. The San Jose Renaissance Fair is being held in San Jose, California. The World of Fairies Festival is going on in South Eglin, Illinois. The Michigan Renaissance Festival is being held in Holly, Michigan. The Palmyra Pirate Weekend is going on in Palmyra, New York. The Black Rock Medieval Fest is being held in August, Michigan. The Labyrinth of Jareth Fantasy Masquerade Ball is being held in Los Angeles, California. Dry Bluffs the Pirate Festival is going on in Golfing, Ontario. The Michigan Pirate Festival is being held in Grand Haven, Michigan. The Michigana Renaissance Festival is in Mishawaka, Indiana. The Middle Plate Renaissance Fair is going on in Casper, Wyoming. The Utah Renaissance Fair is being held in Lehi, Utah. The Black Swan Inn Renaissance Festival is being held in Tilton, New Hampshire. The La Grande Celtic Festival in Highland Games is being held in La Grande, Oregon. The Windfall Dutch Barn Medieval Fair is going on in Cherry Valley, New York. The Mid-South Renaissance Fair is being held in Memphis, Tennessee. The Fairy Fanfare Festival is going on in Tamaqua, Pennsylvania. The Brooks Medieval Fair is being held in Brooks, Alberta. The Midwest Pirate Festival is being held in Pampillion, Nebraska. The West Michigan Renaissance Festival is going on in Grand Rapids, Michigan. The BC Renaissance Festival Enchanted Encounter is going on in Maple Ridge, British Columbia. And finally, the Ye Olde Medieval Marketplace is being held in Davidson, Michigan. As always, be sure to check out therenlist.com to get all the details, directions, lists of who's playing, links to all the fair's websites. It's a great resource, and it powers this segment of the podcast. Heading out, we're going to have The Girl I Left Behind Me by DeCantis from Tonight Will Mary Be.
Oh, I've wandered over land and sea, I've seen the battle's glory, and I've known both pain and misery, and lived to tell the story. But it matters not how far I go, for my heart will always guide me on the road that leads to Dublin town, and the girl I left behind me. For my love is fair as Shannon's side, and purer than its water. Someday I hope she'll be my bride. She's Ireland's parents' daughter. Yet now to France he sailed away, my letter still remind him that he promised ne'er to stay away from the girl behind his homeward path.
As he wanders over land and sea, I pray that he'll not tarry. Oh, I hope that he'll remember me and hurry home to marry. But if he won't soon be homeward bound, then my letters don't remind him. Then he'll search in vain in Dublin town for the girl he left behind him. For my love is fair as Shannon's side, and purer than its water. Someday I hope she'll be my bride. She's Ireland's daughter. But if I return and she has gone, then my broken heart will find me on the shortest road to the very next town,
and the girl I left behind me.
So you couldn't make it out to fair, no reason to feel sad. Just remember all the times you've gone and all the fun you've had. Now ride your mouse-drawn chariot to find your favorite songs played by the minion leprechauns at Renaissance Festival Music. www.marymarylove.com. It's a place you can go to marry Mary Mac, and ooh, but my Lady Greensleeves, or a wild Irish gypsy rover all around the blooming heather. And fill to me the parting glass, for she once was a true love of mine. With a ring-ding-diddle-little-iny-o, and a hey and a ho and a hey nonny no. Yes, your favorite songs played by the minion leprechauns at renaissancefestivalmusic.com.
At this moment, if you are a patron of the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast, you would be hearing music by Haggis Rampant, Harpnotic, Friends of Tradition, and Grey Angus. So, how would you like to get more music, no ads, and special gifts from the Renaissance Festival Podcast? It's easy to do, just become a podcast patron. What is a patron? Patrons are folks just like you who financially support the podcast. The people producing this show are all volunteers, but there are costs involved in producing two shows a month. We have to pay for web hosting, file storage, bandwidth, and other services. By contributing as little as a dollar for each show we produce, you can help. How do you become a patron? Simple. You can go to our website at www.renaissancefestivalmusic.com and click on the link that says Contribute. Or you can go directly to www.patreon.com/RenFestPodcast. That is Patreon, spelled patreon.com. Once there, you can see our different levels of support. Each level represents an amount that you will donate for each episode we produce. The benefits include receiving the podcast 5 days earlier than our general audience, a podcast with 4 extra songs and no ads, free CDs from the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast Library, and even the chance to take part in producing the podcast. All this, plus the knowledge that you're helping us continue bringing you the music that you enjoy. So go on, take a look, and join the folks who are helping this podcast continue into its 12th year. And thank you for listening.
That last song you heard was Devil in the Haystack, Old Mother Flanagan Reel by the Gypsy Gorilla Band from Ernie's Rocks.
We are nearing the end of our show. Only one song left in the instrumental and a cappella show. We hope you've enjoyed it. Please let us know what you thought. Leave us a message on our Facebook page.
Yes.
Tell us what you think and if you have any suggestions for any special features. Also, we want to extend a heartfelt thanks to Stephen Conroy, one of our friends of the podcast. Check out his awesome podcast playlists at askstephen.net.
So, for your last interpreted dance, what are we going to be listening to?
The reverent and moving Itches in Me Britches by The Interpreters from And We're Back.
And on that note, we're out.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
We'll catch all of you next time. Thank you.
The fear is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
The Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Share your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.